Today is Wednesday, March 13th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. If you know me, you know how much I love my dogs. They are truly my best friends in this world, basically the equivalent of my children, and they make me so happy, and it really just brings me so much joy to take care of them. They add so much to my life, I really don't know what I would do without them. On that note, this episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care that they may need. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Starting off with a quick little coup beat today, Donald Trump has promised that if he's elected in November, one of his first acts as president will be that he will, quote, free the January 6th rioters, who he referred to as hostages. So far, over 1,300 people have been charged for crimes related to breaching the Capitol on January 6th, and many of them are in prison, none of whom are named Donald Trump, though. Yesterday in Congress, DOJ Special Counsel Robert Hur testified in front of the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee about his investigation into President Biden's retention of classified documents, which were found at his home and office in 2022. And I will note, for which Biden was not charged with any crimes or found to have willfully kept any documents. The hearings revealed that Hur was a bit misleading in his report when he made claims about Biden's memory, specifically the now evidently untrue suggestion that Biden could not remember the day of his son's death. Democratic representatives on the committee unsurprisingly accused Hur of purposely politicizing the report, knowing that it would be played as a political move. Hur, of course, claimed that he did not sanitize the final report. No, he just Bill Barred it. Now on to some kitchen table issues. According to February's inflation report, inflation increased slightly in February, from 3.1% to 3.2% over the previous 12 months. Economists credit the rise in core inflation to increases in airline prices and car insurance. And as Federal Reserve officials are scheduled to meet next week, it's looking unlikely that interest rates will get their long-awaited cut. Better luck next month. A new analysis of FBI data by the Washington Post found that there is a direct correlation between an increase in school hate crimes that target LGBTQ students, which are growing fastest in states that have passed laws to restrict LGBTQ education and student rights. The data indicates that the most common crimes associated with reported hate crimes at schools include assault, intimidation, and vandalism. And in the states with the most restrictive laws, namely Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Indiana, Iowa, and Kentucky, the number of hate crimes on K-12 campuses has more than quadrupled since 2021. Just about lines up with the first time I ever heard the phrase, "don't say gay." For our final stories today, we have some updates on the chaos surrounding Boeing and their problematic jets. Yesterday, the Federal Aviation Administration said that their audit of Boeing's production line uncovered a plethora of issues, adding that the company must commit to real and profound improvements, while the FAA vowed to increase oversight of their production. The FAA did not disclose what the problems were, but this next story might provide a clue. A former Boeing employee of over 30 years who became a whistleblower was found dead of an apparent self-inflicted wound this past weekend. 62-year-old John Barnett had been in the midst of giving evidence in a whistleblower lawsuit against Boeing just last week and was expected to undergo further questioning this past Saturday. Instead, he was found dead in his car at a hotel. What a coincidence. Now, what did Barnett have to say about Boeing? He alleged that workers deliberately cut corners on safety regulations. For example, that workers would deliberately fit substandard parts to aircrafts while under pressure, and that he discovered serious problems with oxygen systems, which meant that 1 in 4 breathing masks would not work. He also said that he raised his concerns, among others, to supervisors, but they were repeatedly ignored. I'm going to try not to think about this the next time I go on a plane. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our sponsor, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.